The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Today's episode is brought to you by Munchie Mug, the world's number one premium no-spill snack cup. Listen to today's episode for a special offer from Munchie Mug. Munchie Mug, making your life less messy. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me on the due south wall of our state-of-the-art recording studio slash our bedroom is my lovely wife, my co-host, the CFO of Dustin Nickerson Comedy, and local art teacher, and so much more, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Happy holidays. Happy Christmas week, if that is the holiday that you celebrate.
It's here. Going on.
It's all here. It's the holiday season. So dippity-doo, dickery-dock.
Don't forget to hang up your sock.
Andy Williams, so underrated. I'm not going to ruin it for you. Listen, I'm not going to tell you that you shouldn't listen to Bing Crosby because he was a bad person. Maybe, allegedly, according to his kids. Go down that Google search. Make your decisions yourself. I'm not going to bring one man down just to tell you. What instead I'm going to do is say, hey, Andy Williams, Nat King Cole, great. You're looking for those classics. You want the classics? Go Andy Williams. I didn't mean to start off by bashing Bing Crosby, but I do this every year. This is a common thing where I'm saying, hey, guys.
There are some specific artists that you go, can we keep the songs?
Right. And I'm telling you, if you really want those songs, I'm telling you, Andy Williams, Nat King Cole, baby. They're just as good. They are just as good. Anyways, happy holiday week. We are here to discuss a bunch of things. We've got a weekend recap to do. We've got a couple stories to tell you. I've got an exciting new overshare in an Uber, which seems to happen to me over and
sounds
over.
Like a segment.
We're going to talk about what happened to things like Christmas sweaters and Santa's lap, which are, you know, things that are kind of... Are they as hot as they used to be? As they popular as they used to be? Have they
oversaturated?
Yeah, maybe they did. We've got a bingo dingo review of the Guardians of the Galaxy
holiday
special. We've got a lot to cover. But first, I want to give a shout out to our patrons who made it to the patron Zoom hang yesterday.
That was fun.
That was a really fun one.
Yeah.
Patreon Zoom hang. We had Nicholas. Nicholas was his first time, and his dog Finnegan. Was a part of the show, we were talking. We did senior photos. We showed some senior photos. Melissa, who is just recovering from being deathly ill, was doing a lot of sick laughing, and a sick laugh is good. Hopefully, we get a couple of them on the pod today. Nothing can make you laugh more than senior pictures, particularly your own.
Yep.
There it is. You guys hear it. It's in there, Mos.
I at night, especially, the sick laugh
when
comes
the NyQuil out. Gets hits.
No, it's just the congestion rolls in. I mean, I still have no energy whatsoever.
You guys just want to tell you.
And we are not doing video today.
Yeah, we're not doing video today. Melissa. Melissa looks like the flu. I'm just going to say.
I mean, I'm still recovering from it.
Last Tuesday, we had our holiday Christmas party, for our company Christmas party, which we don't, you know, our company is, is this. It's
the shareholders Christmas party.
The shareholders Christmas party is
we just, do have some extra employees.
Okay.
But.
All right. Okay.
But little, the shareholders.
Little Miss CFO here. likes to talk about Dustin Dickerson comedy as this booming enterprise.
The 1099s. We're not present.
We have some contractors who do a few
independent
projects.
Independent contractors.
A few. Stephen English, for example, who we were supposed to go to his house yesterday, but they got COVID. Someone there got COVID.
Yeah.
Did it happen? I don't know. Is COVID the best excuse ever to get out of something when you don't want Dustin and his gross kids coming over? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know, Stephen English. Only you know. But anyways, the Mel and I had our Christmas party last week. What it was the Hollywood Improv had their Christmas party.
And they invite comics.
We were on the invite list. Yep. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. My dad was pretty impressed, you said. That we're going up to have our Christmas party up at the Hollywood Improv on Melrose.
That's right.
And we're like, well, we'll make an actual Christmas party out of this. We'll get a hotel up there. Azoltan Cassis and his fiance Emma. Mm-hmm. We're like, hey, we're gonna go up too. So they got a room, and we didn't go up together, but we saw them we went to the party with them. We had breakfast with them the next morning. It was a good time. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We did all the things that adults do when they're away from their children, celebrating both the holidays and that they're away from their children. I would say about 10 minutes into the drive home, your symptoms, they probably started the day before, but your brain was like, hey, I don't have time for this yet. Just wait a day.
Gloria started sneezing a lot on Sunday.
Gloria missed 4 days of school last week.
Yeah. And we have allergies, like seasonal allergies. So we didn't think much of it. But then by Tuesday evening when we were in LA, she had a fever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were giving her all the remedies and keeping tabs with her all night. Mm-hmm. But also, like, you're 13, you know, just like wet washcloths and Advil and, you know, just keep us posted. Sure enough, like, I knew I was going to return home to a sick kid and a broken dryer. Mm-hmm. And then I proceeded to get Gloria's cold.
Sick kids in a broken dryer is so funny.
So I had one
I got a lot of great things waiting for me at home.
Exactly.
You had an escape.
An escape, you know, hung out with a lot of comics and levity staff, the industry side. So anyway,
that really held the laugh in there. You guys can hear it in the throat, right?
I think I'm hilarious. So yeah.
Target notification there on your phone. Well, I don't know why you have your phone up. It's closed.
My children are out.
Do you have a mobile pickup order?
I do.
Oh.
You know I do.
It's the holiday season. Right. Oh my gosh. Can the Target parking lot right now?
I know.
Oh wow. Christmas is on Sunday. Sorry, your story is draining. I mean, your story just gave me the emotional flu.
And you know what? You didn't have the flu. So bear with me.
Chris is on Sunday, right? Christmas on Sunday. So it just hit me that you cannot be anywhere near a Target or a mall on Friday or Saturday. You cannot.
Yeah, it's gonna be
insane. Because always Christmas Eve is busy, and the weekend before with the last minute shopping, last minute holiday ideas. You know, the real procrastinators of the world. Mm-hmm. You'll drive into a Target parking lot on Saturday and you go, my kids aren't worth it. They aren't worth it. They aren't worth that last minute gift. Maybe I procrastinated. Maybe something went wrong. Or you'll start like making up some fake story like, actually, Santa got sick. So we're going to do Christmas on December 27th. You might find something like that.
You know what? This year, I don't know if I've just noticed this or what, but all retailers are like essentially doing like Black Friday sales right now.
Really?
Like this week.
Oh, interesting.
And so it's like very tempting. It's in a bad way, you know, because like you've probably bought what you're gonna buy.
Right
And
isn't today our mall day? Tell me, or is that tomorrow?
No, that's just you need a sport coat for Vegas.
That's for personal stuff. And you need to pick out a jacket that is not an online purchase. Melissa got a jacket yesterday that showed up, and it looked good online. And then it got here, and it looks like a starter jacket.
Well, that my words.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I was like, this is an oversized poncho.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah. I was trying to get a jacket for Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, well, like last...
Do you realize...
Last Christmas, I was like kind of thinking about New York.
Yeah.
Because we were there with Taylor in March. So this year I'm thinking about Europe in April.
Do you ever worry that you've become the couple that you used to hate about posting like that they went to Hawaii and stuff and that you just told on a podcast, I'm trying to get a jacket for Europe. I just need a jacket for Europe. I need.
Well,
I'm just trying to get a jacket that like works for Europe for like their temperatures and also I could travel with and also is going to look good in photos. Like, I need a really versatile jacket for Europe.
Yes, of course. No, the couple I hate is it's 40 degrees in Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, and it gets dark at 3:30.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the height of Facebook, they're like, just booked our trip to Hawaii. That's the, the like, ah.
For the rest. Yeah, well,
at the height of the recession, you know,
you're bringing up that pain specifically from we lost a house, the market crashed, we have no money, we have
babies.
Young children as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now
mm-hmm.
we're the almost 40 couple who's like gotten established in a career, finally looking directly in the mirror, starting with a man in the mirror here. And this is a trip that work is paying for. 75% of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not it's not a European vacation. It's
it's a work
I have shows
trip.
In Europe.
Yeah.
I'm already gonna be being paid. We're literally just paying for your flights out there. That's it. So it's not the same. But that being said, I need to get a jacket for Europe.
Well, as
is
far
one
as
of the more insufferable things.
Absolutely.
That out of context.
Listen, I agree with you 1,000%.
Yeah.
I guess I would say our decisions to travel also mirror our decisions to not like, you know, own a home and like constantly work on it. Like,
and also not to be involved in our children's life for that week because we just go like 7-8 days. Hope they get everything they need. Hope they eat. Hope they take their medicine.
Already trying to plot that out.
Yeah.
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 Somebody is going to have to wash some clothes. Unless I buy them more clothes.
Yeah. Oh, wash their clothes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see what condition they, grandpa, and the dryer are in.
Yeah, they can just start wearing our clothes.
That is true.
Everyone but Claire.
Not the jacket you get for Europe. That one's coming to Europe. So what you were getting at is, so on the drive home, Gloria was sick. We knew we had a sick, but I would say, at first I was like, dang, Mel's really hungover. She didn't even drink that much, but Mel is super hungover. And then by the time we had reached Carlsbad on the drive south, I was like, oh no, Melissa's sick.
Yeah.
Melissa is ill and mentally, because she had a night to look forward to, her brain wouldn't let her get there. And then that was on Wednesday. We drove home on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You would be, that was early onset sick. By the time I left for the airport for a red eye Thursday, you were nearly bedridden. And then you were bedridden for the weekend.
So I perked up.
Holiday season.
I took a shower. I put on like nice clothes and I went to Claire's play. And it was literally, and I had meds like as I walked out the door. I wore a mask. It was like fake it to make it.
Uh-huh.
And then I just like hobbled back in bed. And then I drove you to the airport.
Yeah.
I drove you to the airport.
Yeah.
And I had like a half water bottle that I had pounded. So I had no liquids.
Yeah.
And I had no tissues.
Tissues. This is funny.
And I'm like bent over like massaging my sinuses.
Let me set up context a little bit here.
I could not have gotten home without what you did.
So the context here is, if you travel for work, for those of you who travel for work and are listening to this, you know there is a there is one last trip of the year, and it is a very important, high-pressure, emotional trip, and it's the last trip before the holidays, because you're going away and you're coming back, and there's a lot of pressure on it, and you want to be home for the holidays, and you get scared about delays and getting trapped. There's a lot of stuff that can happen while you're gone. I'm taking a red eye out Thursday because we went to Claire's play, which was great. She was so funny. She got a lot of laughs. It was great. She crushed it. She's doing so good. We're so proud of her. This is like, and I was like, I actually couldn't notice you were getting a little sick. So I was like, hey, I can do this. And I think out of niceness and also like, hey, this is the last one of the year, I'll drive you in. And I was like, well, at first I was very happy about that because it's nice to talk and get that little send off. Mm-hmm. You were so miserable on the drive. You couldn't talk to me because you just kept having your head down. You're just like, I need some tissue. And as we pulled in the airport, I was like, do you need me to run in there and get you some tissue? 90%.
Curbside.
I thought there was no way that you were going to say yes to that. And yeah, you're like, yes.
Well, yeah, because the post-nasal drip with the flu, like I...
You had puked the night before.
First night. Yeah.
It's the holiday season. So pukety poop.
I didn't want to puke on myself while I was driving and then have to clean it up.
Yeah.
When I got home.
And don't forget to clean up your puke.
Well, also, I reached this dilemma where I couldn't take any NyQuil until I had finished driving, you know, and that's so I was unmedicated.
And
right?
You couldn't have a holiday drink because you can't be
Nothing
mixing with that with the NyQuil
whatsoever.
You were like so miserable all weekend. You were watching the sunset in our bed, which it's winter in California. So that was at 2 p.m. You sent me a picture at one point. You're like, I'm starting to feel pretty lonely and isolated here. And so I FaceTimed you. I had just gotten to my hotel and I was like, oh, Mel needs someone to talk to. And so I FaceTimed you and Gloria was here. Yeah. And I was like, kind of being smiley. And I was like, Mel could use some good energy right here. And I made a couple jokes and asked you how you were doing. And you go, everything you're saying upsets me right now. Like it was so cold and so mean. And I was like, okay, I thought you were lonely. It reminded me, we told this story in the book, of when Gloria had just been born. There was a moment where you said, nothing you can do will make me happy right now. And I was like, well, I mean, that hurts so bad, but at least I know the terms.
So that's clear.
Which is everything that I tell you right now is upsetting. It's the holiday season.
I said I don't want any solutions.
Because I was going to say, yeah, I asked you.
Nothing sounded good. Claire got a play date, which was like a godsend, on Saturday. She was gone 6 hours. I sat in my bed and folded one basket of laundry. 6 hours. That's all I did. It was bad.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I was like, I've got enough energy. I'm going to shower after like 4 days, and my hair was like one dreadlock.
Yep. Yeah. Joel said after, Mom, you look like a different person. they started to refer to our bed as Mom's deathbed.
So
we kept joking in the text,
slowly resurrecting.
Yeah.
At the moment,
we kept joking in the text what all the, like, we've seen on Facebook and what all the nurses and doctors have been saying is like, hey, the flu's pretty bad this year.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now we believe you. They should have taken a picture of you all gooped up in bed, all covered in Vaseline. The flu's pretty bad this year.
I just keep getting another box of tissues.
Yeah.
Another box of tissues.
It really lingers. It's like because like today is your best day, but you're like, you're still tired and you still, I mean, you're still sitting here with tissues, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it was just because I had like fevers and chills for days.
Yeah.
And so my body just like got rocked.
Well, even Gloria now is still pretty sick. She's not sick anymore.
She still has
a little
congestion.
Cough. There's still some stuff in there. So, well, that was your weekend recap. It was sick.
I also really was worried that you were going to get it. You know, like we gave you a bunch of vitamin C and you took that nap before your red eye. I was so worried.
Yeah. Let me tell you about comedy. No sick days in comedy, guys. Yeah. No sick days.
Well,
if you miss work, you don't make that money.
Exactly. I do think that just the way that you said that Christmas is on Sunday is, you know, like 3 weekends in December to travel for work is a lot. It's physically a lot and then it's emotionally a lot. And then add in cold and flu season and
winter storms.
Like it's just...
Yeah. I got home.
We did it. It's over.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
Yeah. And it's not like, and it isn't like, I guess it was a little sad because I wasn't like celebratory. It was a relief when I got home for sure. And it was actually a pretty short trip. So my weekend recap is it was like a total sprint of a weekend. And
you guys were busy.
Yeah. I mean, I took the red eye Thursday. I haven't, those are just right now, because of the cities we're going to, there's not a lot of day of travel you can do. And so I gotta get there the day before, or I have to take a red eye. So if our kids have a thing, like a wrestling match or a play or a concert.
Thursday nights,
which are pretty bumping in this house, I end up taking that red eye, which is never direct. There's always the one I'm
booked. Layover.
The one I booked in January, where we're going to Charleston, is hard to get to, as you would imagine. Yeah, I take that same red eye flight to Atlanta, which this last one I didn't even try and sleep on. I was like, this isn't my bedtime. Like,
no, I think we've agreed the first red eye leg for us, being West Coasters and kind of staying up late.
The flight leaves at 10:30. I don't usually go to bed till 1, you know? So by the time it's landing, I'm starting to feel a little tired. But that one's tough because I land and I have a 3.5 hour layover. That's, I was like, oh my gosh.
And that's when the exhaustion hits.
That's exactly when you're, that's when the fever dream hits.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, where am I? Who am I? What is this? And just the, and then waking up in the busiest airport in that country. But anyways, so I get there, I get to Indy, I take a nap, I feel like hell, I feel awful, but we do the shows, two shows that night, then the next drive, we get a decent amount of sleep, but I'm very tired. We get a decent amount of sleep, and then we go and do 4 hour drive from Indy to St. Louis, which is so funny, because Taylor is like the hottest comic in the world right now.
Yeah.
And this tour is so stripped down because she's so modest in like touring. There's no crew, there's no bus, there's no jet, there's no nothing. It's literally just me and her in a rental car, some rented midsize SUV that we're slupping our bags into.
Oh, you guys are doing midsize now?
Midsize SUV. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's because that book bag. It's
nice.
I'll tell you, I spend the extra $7 on the road now too. To rent an SUV. It's nice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
It's nice. It's nice to sit a little higher up. It's nice to not, you know, you're on the road. You need any win you can get. So
yeah.
So then we drive 4 hours. We get literally to our hotel for 45 minutes. Then we go to show because she has to do a promo video thing, which means you got to get ready and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then two more shows, back to the hotel.
Meet and greets.
She has meet and greets. I'm selling books. Those meet and greets and like, I'll tell you, a meet and greet and or working your own merch line is like another show. Mm-hmm. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes.
Yep.
You're on, you're talking to a bunch of people, you're signing books, you're doing transactions. You know, we got there at the end of it. I was like, Taylor, we were at this theater for 8 hours, which I understand. Mm-hmm. Folks,
if you do
like
two shows,
I understand folks are like, hey,
8+ hours.
That's like a work shift. I get it. That's not the only work we did that day. We also drove 4 hours to that show, you know? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, it was a 12-hour work day.
Yep.
Not including content and stuff like that. So long days. Emails, but I treated myself to the later flight, which I was glad to for two reasons. One, I was not in a rush to see you. I wasn't like, got a big warm hug waiting for me.
Oh, no. On Sunday, I went to the grocery store for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was back in bed the rest of the day. After pulling that off.
Yep. 100%. And then also it was the World Cup. And so I was like, well, I want to watch that. And I'm not going to be able home in time to get that, which I'm glad I did. Because side note, that was the greatest sporting event I've ever seen. I know you don't care about sports. Don't even act like you do. Don't even try and match my energy and pretend right now.
Okay.
This is for the sports people. That was the single greatest sporting event I have ever watched. Not just the game. I mean, the game itself was one of the best games I've ever seen. But for it to happen on that high level of stakes, because the World Cup is bigger than the Super Bowl, it is bigger than the World Series, it is bigger than all those things, because it happens every 4 years, and because it's your country, it's very different. Like Super Bowl, World Series, and the Daytona 500, that's like a very team thing that got built, and there's like money,
curated.
General managers, and there's stuff like that. It's still amazing to me. But this is literally, you can only be on this team if this is your, I mean, you don't have your country origin. America in particular grabs from other countries, but where you're a citizen.
It's not birth, it's citizenship.
It's citizenship. Okay. But for the majority of the countries, that means that's the country that they're from. They're born there. Every 4 years for your country, and for it to have Messi and Mbappe, the greatest player of all time, and now probably the guy might take that title from him. It was like a dream. Siri, and then for it to be as dramatic as it was absolutely incredible. And then I had two TikToks go viral about jokes. So I like literally one's at 6 million, the other's at 3.5 million. I get like so annoyed by lazy commenters. I love a good troll. Like, if someone can really bring, I am an American. We call it soccer. I know that this is upsetting to you, but I'm not trying to insult what you call it. I'm just telling you, if I say football, my fellow Americans don't know what I'm referring to because that isn't our word for it.
Right.
That mm-hmm. I didn't pick the language. I have the language that I have. Every other comment is like, football, what's soccer? Oh, this guy probably likes, they like calling it hand egg. That's what they like calling football. It's like, this is the laziest, most uninteresting comment, you internet hack. You are so bad at this. You're so bad at this. Come up
it's
with
just
something
like
interesting.
They're like, ooh, football.
Here's my preferred for soccer, football.
Thanks for the comment.
I get it. I get it. America isn't great at soccer. Well, I'm sorry. I don't care. I'm literally, there was one comment who was like, someone's like, hey man, this guy's celebrating our sport that we love. Why are you insulting him?
That's
like,
good.
Exactly.
That's
you're
good.
Like, I'm trying. I'm on your team here, man. I watched this. This
can't
was
raise awareness of football.
Hand egg. What I did is I switched the words. It wasn't a foot. That isn't a ball. Let's hand egg. Wow, you really dug deep there. Holy smokes. Enjoy the dopamine rush that comes from really getting me. You really got me. Oh man, I'm spiraling inward. Anyways, so we got home. We're home for the holidays. I forgot to promote shows. Guys, we're going to go into commercial time. First, if you're not familiar with Munchie Mug... Munchie Mug is the best spill-proof cup on the market, guys. We love ourselves some Munchie Mug. Joel actually had some Upsal berries. This is not an ad for Upsal berries.
That's right.
But I'm saying if you have some Upsal berries that you don't want spilled, Munchie Mug is it. Comes in a variety of colors. It's dishwasher safe. It's made right here in the United States of America where we play soccer, not football. Well, we play football too, but you understand what I mean. And if you go to munchiemug.com and use promo code DON'TMAKEME, that's all one word, don't make me, you're going to get 25% off your entire order. That's munchiemug.com. Use promo code DON'TMAKEME to get 25% off your entire order. Munchie Mug.
Making your life less messy.
Also, shows. We got some new ones on sale, everybody.
Shows.
Let me tell you what do we got coming up. So in January, I only have two cities I'm going to before this next tour rolls out, and which is going to roll out in May. So if you are in St. Louis on January 6th and 7th, I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club. And then on February 8th, I'm going to be in Denver. So those are my only headlining dates until May. So Denver and St. Louis. Boom. Now the tour is coming together. We're working on some
Band's
stuff.
Getting back together.
The band is getting back together. And by the band, I mean me and my friend Alec, who lives in a van and opens for me. And I think Steve Rogers is going to do some dates too, and some local people you've never heard of, or that I've never heard of. So
fantastic.
It is.
We start with Tulsa.
So on May 18th, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Bricktown Comedy Club. On May 21st, Oklahoma City. May 23rd, Brea. Coming back to the improv there, Brea. I bet Melissa will be at that one for people who would like to meet her and maybe have her sign something afterwards that's going to be there. The 26th and 27th, Des Moines, Iowa. June 16th and 17th, San Diego Comedy. San Diego, California. San Diego Comedy is happening. June 21st, Orlando. June 22nd, Tampa. And then on July 12th, Liberty, which is Cincinnati, and July 13th, Columbus. Those are set. They may not. Oh, yeah. No. The 12th one is on sale. And I think Columbus it's set, but I think it's going to be on sale soon. But those are the dates, everyone. Columbus, Ohio. We got a bunch more coming. Pittsburgh will be on sale soon. Let me just look at the calendar. I know. I need to come up with a better way of reading these because I'm stupid. My brain just gets confused. Mm-hmm.
We could just make you a different list.
I think that's what I need. I need to stop looking at the website. The other cities that we are for sure coming to are working on final dates are Raleigh, Charlotte, and one of the greens in North Carolina. It's either Greensboro or Greenville, one of the ones.
Okay.
One of the greens. I forget the greens. Tacoma, we're working on. Los Angeles, that one I know. Nashville, Atlanta, Sacramento, Minneapolis, Milwaukee. We have a few other that we're adding, but that's all the stuff.
Awesome.
It's happening. We're getting out there, buddy. We're getting out there.
New year, new dates.
Oh, Omaha. Omaha.
Somewhere in middle America.
I wish you could have heard that in the headphones. Okay, let's talk some holiday season stuff, everybody. Oh, first I want to tell you about my overshare.
Okay.
I've got a... All right. Okay, so there's a thing that happens with me, and people love to overshare with me on rides, Lyft rides.
Or just... Anything?
Anything in general.
Yeah.
I just got a dumb, friendly, approachable face, and people go, let me tell you, this guy, my demons. So I land in Indianapolis on 1 hour of airplane sleep, which is not any really sleep at all. Mm-hmm. I have my own version of the flu. And a guy picks me up. I get in. I immediately notice that the car smells like cigarettes. And I go, I'm going to leave a bad review because this guy doesn't know where I live. I'll never leave a bad review from someone that picks me up from my house because they know I live here.
Smart.
These are the things I think about. But I'm like, I'm going to leave a bad review because this guy.
So many Ubers, their cars smell so bad.
Yeah. And the cigarette one is particularly brutal. Mm-hmm. You're like, I can't.
You're just like trapped in stink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trapped in stink is exactly right.
Yeah.
And he starts talking and we're making friendly enough talk and we started talking weather and all that kind of stuff. And he kind of like, he gets into it at some point. He goes like, I moved here from upstate New York because my daughter and her kid are here. And I'm like, great. That's awesome. And he's like, and I'm 37 years clean and sober. I was like, oh, that's fantastic. It's great. And he goes, well, I'm 18 months sober from alcohol. And I still do occasionally have a drink. And I'm like, it doesn't sound like you're sober.
you're like, what?
Yeah. And he goes, but what I am now is I'm a Mountain Dew addict. And he holds up the like 64 ounce of, cups that you can get from like a
7-Eleven.
Yeah. And it was, he goes, because it's free for veterans to refill these.
Oh.
And there's like a 64 ouncer. He goes, I have about four of these a day.
Oh my gosh.
So you're drinking over 200 ounces of Mountain Dew a day? I think the booze might be healthier.
The Buddy the Elf, it's just sugar.
It's 100%, yeah. I think, go back to the drugs. I think that's cleaner living. That's crazy. That's so much Mountain Dew. And
he needs to learn about sparkling water.
Yes, exactly. And then it just kind of starts to digress from there. And I do kind of notice he's like kind of a slow driver, and that's kind of annoying because I'm coming off of a red eye. Just like an old grizzled dude. He actually reminds me, he kind of has like one of those looks of like one of people that would just like show up at my family reunion. I'm like, how are you attached to this family?
Uh-huh.
You know the type.
I do.
And and he goes, and an Amazon truck passes us and he goes, Amazon. And he goes, I recently got fired from Amazon.
Oh my.
I go, yeah. I go, what happened? He goes, I used a racial slur.
Oh no. Oh no.
And he goes, but in my defense, those Indians. And I was like, hey, I'm gonna stop you there, buddy.
Are you serious?
No. He goes, but in my defense, all those Indian workers, they can't speak the language, and that's not my fault.
Whoa.
And I was like, we have known each other for less than 8 minutes, and you have just told me that you think less of a group of people and that you got fired from this job because of using a racial slur on them, and you're now in a job right now where your livelihood is attached to my rating of you. What's your read on me, buddy, that you think I'm gonna be like, hell yeah?
He took a chance. Too much once again at a new job.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I don't think this one's gonna last either, buddy. This is a bad start. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm probably on your employer side, and that takes a lot for me to be on Amazon's side. But he's like, I'm gonna write a letter. I'm gonna sue them. I'm coming right for Bezos. I'm like, I think Bezos will never know that you existed. I don't think this is going to hit. And then of course, he couldn't find the hotel. And I had we were like two blocks away. And I was like, hey, you could just drop me here. You can just drop me here. And he's like, I hope this won't affect my rating. I was like, in my mind, I was like, I mean, this won't affect your rating.
You know, on Succession, when the dad goes like, who are your lawyers? Mr. Magoo?
Yeah. Okay, we wanted to talk about some holiday stuff. Something hit us the other day when we were, two things I think have kind of fallen out of popularity or mainstream popularity. Mm-hmm. And maybe we're wrong on this.
Yeah. So let us know.
Sitting on Santa's lap and Christmas sweaters. First on Sitting Santa's lap, I don't see a lot of Santa pictures anymore. And I don't actually even see a lot of mall Santas in general. I mean, I think they still exist, but they don't seem that popular.
Right. Sometimes the Grinch is there, not Santa.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about that? That's
kind of new.
I have seen a rise in Grinch popularity right now.
In costumes.
And I'm here for it because I love the Grinch.
You love the Grinch.
So much.
Yeah. We were talking about that on the Zoom hang. Mm-hmm. Perhaps part of it is, you know, kind of 90s, 80s, like the mall was everything.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah,
so,
you're right.
So, like, you know, we were there. We met Santa. We met the Easter Bunny. You know, we went to the food court.
Yeah.
You know, kind of mall culture and stuff. So I do agree with you that, like, that's kind of dying a bit. But I also think kind of parenting philosophies and stuff, like, there are groups on the internet that are like, children should have stranger danger. And if your kid's freaking out on Santa's lap, that we don't think that's funny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the crying kid,
mm-hmm.
The baby. There was this thing online that one of the babies knew sign language and the mom put the baby on Santa's lap, and he signed help. And so the photo has, I think part of the humor of the crying kid on Santa's lap is Santa.
Yeah.
Because he looks reaction. Like kind of like apathetic, but also just like, what am I supposed to do? I can't comfort this child.
That guy's like, dude, I'm a seasonal worker. Like,
yeah, I'm a temp employee.
I have to look like this all year so that I can get this gig
right
for a few weeks at the Fairfield Mall.
So I'm not sure.
We did it once, I think. I will tell you,
one time I took our two little kids to the mall and I was like, I never went to the mall with the kids.
Right.
In and out. Let's get this photo.
I feel like I was here for this mission.
No, you ready?
Okay, this is a different one.
It gets worse. It was actually fashion because Mission doesn't have an elevator or an escalator.
Oh, escalator, yeah.
Gloria was insane, and she was two, and she ran up the escalator,
which is you telling me about
so
this.
Scary and dangerous.
Yeah,
and never again.
That was it. That ended it. That
she
didn't
had
have
that
anything
beautiful to curly hair that could have got caught. It was terrifying.
Yeah,
it was so terrifying. She just bolted, and that's why we don't do Santa pics.
Because we had an undiagnosed ADD. Well, I don't even know if it was ADD at that point.
Yeah.
It was just a wild two-year-old.
Exactly.
That's hilarious. Yeah, because that story doesn't have anything to do with Santa or Christmas or you. That has everything to do with a wild two-year-old.
Yeah, and her, like, even though she's in, like, a cute holiday outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, didn't stop her.
That doesn't stop her at all. That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I also think about the times when now when you're like, when we're so dumb as young parents, you're like, hey, I'm just trying to like, I just need to wrangle this kid. And so like, I'll give him like a treat or something to just like get him to kind of
like get in their car seat.
Get in their car seat. And you're like, in hindsight, you're like, oh, give him sugar. Yeah, that'll fix it.
Well, usually the kids like Santa pics because they like get a candy cane afterwards or something.
Yeah.
But the issue is when you can't even get them there and then you have to start bribing them with the sugar before the event.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
That is a, yeah.
Because anyway, I think Santa pics with like screaming babies are, they're getting a little tacky, I guess.
They're getting a little tacky. They're ironic now. They'll see like the adults doing them or like the teens doing them.
That's cute. That's very cute.
I actually think that maybe Joel's senior year, that would be a funny one. Like Joel, Gloria, Claire, like two Christmases from now.
It is cute.
That one's funny and cute.
Mm-hmm. Like you know, whole family.
The whole family.
Santa pic, that's nice.
Yeah.
What if
me and you did it? Like our kids won't do Santa pictures this year, so we did. Huh?
Maybe.
Don't wear your tights. You know what?
The tights.
Don't wear those yoga pants.
I don't want to wait in the line. I'm going to be honest. I don't want to.
Don't want Santa getting tight in his stockings.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get some more sick laugh out of you. The way Melissa's caressing this pillow, you guys.
I'm hunched over on a pillow.
Yeah, she has been milking this cold. Milking it.
Clearly it's fake.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. Well, I think the other one on that is, I think, the ironic Christmas sweater. I think that that's...
I think after 20 years, it's no longer ironic.
No, because you can buy them. It was 2-3 years ago at...
They're at Rite Aid.
No, when you... Yeah, it was 2, maybe 4 years ago even, when you would roll into a store and they would be advertised as tacky Christmas sweater. And you're like, oh, well, in the 80s, these were popular. They were like mainstream. People were wearing them unironically.
Yeah.
And then our generation, millennials, brought them back ironically.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do parties with them.
Well,
you had to go to a thrift store and
find... You could still find them.
You could still find them. You had to go to a thrift store and find a tacky Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
And it was a real competition. It was fun to see who... could find the tackiest, weirdest one with like a cat or just knit. They
like
were so
puff paint,
and they were so itchy and uncomfortable, awful,
a lot
just
of bows.
Awful to wear. And now they're so mainstream, but they're it's forced because they're like, look at it, it's tacky, and you're like, that's not the point. You're wearing it wrong.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll be honest. One, didn't go to a lot of Christmas parties this year. Two.
But the one you went to, there were no Christmas sweaters.
You mean the comic party?
Yeah.
No comics, no.
I wore my Kathy one, which I love.
It's just a sweatshirt.
Well, it's a Christmas one.
It's a Christmas sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's Kathy.
Vintage.
It is vintage, and it's not really a Christmas sweater in the sense that it's Kathy, the great comic, holding up a credit card saying, charge!
Right.
And there's some Christmas lights in it.
I went to Claire's elementary school, and I just wore like... a colorful sweater, but it wasn't like red and green.
Right.
Our family owns a couple Christmas sweaters.
Right.
I put them in the closet and none of us wore them. So.
Well, Claire wears her llama one all of December.
That's true. She has a hood that's a llama. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the trends for, you know, kind of Christmas attire are moving, but I think we have ran through the Christmas sweater.
It'll come back,
Christmas sweater.
Obviously. I could see maybe by the time Claire is in high school, maybe I could see it making a return.
You know,
but that's about, you know, 6-7 years.
The kids,
it has to start there.
The kids kind of did like the one piece PJ, right? Where it's like got a hood and it zips up. Like,
yeah.
That kind of had a time, so I'm not really sure what's next.
Yeah,
but I do think that
they were doing the hats with the little
glove hat. Yeah.
That was your thing for a minute.
Teens haven't been wearing anything Christmas at all.
No,
not a thing.
They didn't even have to for the Christmas card this year, but that's because, you know, how we.
That's true. I guess we just gave up on Christmas. That's what we're saying.
Speaking of Christmas, well, we were going to talk Christmas movies, but every podcast you listen to talks about that. I don't know enough about them. I realized that yesterday.
Well, that's the joke.
I realized.
Yeah, we did like a 12 Christmas movies, and you could only pick three. Three stay.
Let me see. Do you have the graphic? Do you have it on your phone here?
I do.
So we did this thing on the Patreon yesterday,
like
on the Patreon Zoom hang, where we're like, hey, these are some of the greatest Christmas movies of all time. Which ones? If you could only pick three, which ones would you pick? You know, it had like a list of 12. And so that was we were going to spend the little Zoom hang. I was just going like, hey, let's do this all as a fun thing together. And it ended up going a different direction for me because here's the list. The list is National Lampoon,
Christmas Vacation,
Polar Express, Elf, Miracle on 34th Street, Rudolph, Christmas Story, Home Alone, Grinch, The Santa Claus, It's a Wonderful Life, Die Hard, and Charlie Brown Christmas. So of these, I haven't seen. This is demoralizing. I have not seen Polar Express, Miracle on 34th Street, A Wonderful Life. I'm ashamed to say this. I haven't seen Die Hard, and I haven't seen The Santa Claus. So there's 12. I haven't seen 5 out of the 12.
Yeah, and you grew up with cable TV.
It just made me feel bad about my childhood.
I wonder if your sister has seen these.
I wonder, because we weren't a get around...
family movie night?
No.
No.
We were not. I don't know. I have no memory. I remember watching Christmas Story with the fam, but I don't remember watching any of these with my family. A lot of these I've watched as an adult or would randomly be on TV. So,
mm-hmm. Well, actually,
so my list, I only had seven to choose from.
So my first memory of Elf was we went to your sister's house and it was on.
Oh,
they,
there you
they
go.
They were watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the first time.
Maybe Jess watches I a little saw more Elf. Than me. So. You know, what we were going to say is, you know, as we set out to make our own holiday Christmas traditions, this year we did watch, I don't know if this will be a tradition, but they did a new, we're going to do a Bingo Dingo review of the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special that came out. It's on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Mel, you want to go? I'll go first. I thought it was a 4.2 out of 5 Bingo Dingos. I thought it was heartwarming. It was nice. It had just the amount of tie-in to the larger MCU. It had a lot of nods. The Kevin Bacon stuff was really good, and it was a fun little built-in story, and it actually had a nice little plot development of greater things in the MCU. Like, it actually moved some things along in a very way that wasn't too substantial, like, oh no, if you miss this you're screwed, but it was a nice perfect little thing. So I thought it was good. 4.2 out of 5 Bingo Dingos.
Also, the soundtrack is essentially the,
it's the old 97s. Well, there are, okay, first off, the old 97s are in it, and that they're great. Mm-hmm, they're, this is a great little band. And
it's fun that they were all dressed up like aliens and stuff.
It's really fun. But then the soundtrack is a lot of our Christmas playlist, which is fun.
It's Dustin's Christmas playlist, just like every song. We're like, oh, you have that on your
holiday playlist. Me and James Gunn have very similar music tastes, is what we're learning.
Yeah, so I'll say the same.
4.2 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Even though you don't love Mantis yelling at Drax.
Of course, you know, they had to pick some characters that weren't like...
A little cheaper.
You know, CGI. And so that there's this little whole thing with Mantis and... Drax.
Those are your two leads.
Yep. And I like Mantis as like a serious, you know, she kind of like feels feelings and... has a couple lines, but in this she was like, Drax, stop it, knock it off. I was like, I don't need this.
You didn't love the comedic banter between Mantis and Drax?
No, I did not.
Still great though overall.
But overall I really liked it. They did a really good job with it because it could have been terrible.
Yeah, it could have been terrible. Mm-hmm. And I hope that that is exactly what your Christmas is, you guys, that
you
do a really good job with it, mm-hmm. even though it could have been terrible.
That's
so happy holidays to everybody. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. There's probably going to be a rerun next week. Thanks,
oh,
everybody.
No.
Heads up, Steven. All right. See you later, guys. Keep that sniffing. Keep that all in, Steven. Usually Melissa says goodbye, but instead she sniffs
it. I got this phlegm in my throat.
Keep that all in, Steven. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Wanted to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up level patrons. Thank you so much for your support of the podcast and Dustin Nickerson Comedy. That is Trey Turner, Nathan and Jennifer Merritt, Adam Bush, Jennifer Ashley Downs, Juliana Smith, Jordan Cowan, Code to Grow, Courtney Ibling, Lori Amos, Dave and Melissa Cox, Isaac Teron, Farah Journey, Bonnie Galindo, Carrie Teague, Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz-Stevens, Nicole Carraz, and Tiffany Payne. Thank you so much, everybody.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SI.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.